Yesterday, Kyle talked about, we asked him about bouncing back. He says, not as much bounce back. He says, we need to take care of home field. We didn't do it enough last year. And he actually put a number on it. He said, you got to win 7 or 8 at home. Do you kind of feel that about the home games too?
Well, you absolutely want to take care of your backyard. And, you know, it's, I think the real good teams do that. And, you know, I think it starts this week. We just got to take care of one at a time. You know, Seattle's our first opponent.
You guys usually have to do that, but last year, for whatever reason, it wasn't happening.
Yeah, history says we have, but, you know, every year is different. So, I mean, we need to get back to that, making sure we take care of home.
Is it the fact you sleep in your beds, the fans are there, is it a combination of everything?
Well,
is too much made of it?
Honestly, it's just execution, period. I mean, you could talk about the fans and, you know, all that. That's great. I mean, you love to have that noise. But you really don't have many advantages being at home except, you know, maybe snap count. You know, that's about it.
What do you see from Seattle, especially they got Mike Williams, a guy that hadn't caught a pass since 07, and has, obviously if you could just what do you see from Seattle's offense?
Well, they got a group of young, hungry guys, you know, and I think you know, that could be any more dangerous than guys that have proven themselves. But you know, they do have Deion Branch, which is a proven player, and you know, he looks healthy as ever. So they got a lot of weapons, and we just got to be aware of where they are and you know how to defend them.
Lots made of guys like Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, but where does Hasselbeck rank in terms of the top quarterback?
Now, that's one guy that doesn't get the credit that he deserves because he's been around for a while. He's done it. I mean, I can remember playing him in Washington, and, you know, he was looking good then. So he's been consistent. If he's healthy, he's definitely one of the best.
When you go up against an efficient quarterback like that, you know isn't going to make a lot of mistakes, do you game plan differently on how you approach that?
Every quarterback's a little different, but, you know, you don't really go game plan too much just for that specific guy. But for one thing you got to realize about him is he gets the ball out quick. So, I mean, he's not like most quarterbacks to sit back there and hold it. He gets rid of it. If you're open, he's going to find you.
Champ, their offensive line is in this state of flux like your guys is. As a DB, do you look at that? Are you cognizant that they got backups in there? Or is this the NFL and you figure they're going
to? Well, the only thing I just worry about who I'm covering, and the guys up front are worried about that. And I'm not going to get caught up in what may happen, because if I rely on just pass rush making plays for me, then, you know, then I'm trailing my receiver. He's down going 80 yards for a touchdown. I just take care of my business, and hopefully they get to him more than enough.
Champ, you mentioned snap count being the only kind of bonus. Why do you think home field advantage is so neutralized now?
Well, I don't know. That's a good question. I really don't know. A lot of teams can't handle travel, you know, and that's why home field usually can help you, but it hasn't shown that the last couple of years. You know, everybody wins everywhere.